You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
Welcome back, Captivate listeners, to our special bonus question. We're going to have to wrap this one up pretty quickly. But Kino, what spell do you think, or spells do you think Peter would use the most as a wizard?
So I'm staying with where we're staying, and Peter doesn't use any spells. He does potions, or he is an astronomer. And he can read the stars or make something, and that is his strong suit. Meaning that, I'm gonna go down the potion line real quick. Meaning that he made this one potion. This is what I'm thinking. I don't know, that turned. I don't know, because he turned somebody into a unicorn. Like that's how powerful he is. Like he turned somebody into a unicorn.
Okay.
And now that there's a whole zoo of unicorns because of Peter Parker. You know what I'm saying? That's how powerful he is. Like there's no unicorns in Hogwarts, but guess what? Peter Parker made it because he's that powerful. He's that powerful.
I like it. Keeping on spells, like I'm thinking, keeping like the Spider-Man theme, like Petrificus Totalis or Stupefy, both for like the effects of being like locked in place like you would be by webs.
Yeah.
Or like Accio for like grabbing things like he could with webs.
but that ain't as fun. Like we're supposing that we are saying that he is transferred into this school. He's an American implant and he's out for revenge and he is a genius. Cause he is. He's already a genius. And in this universe, he is the potion man. He is better than Snape.
Okay.
He comes in
bold.
teaching Snape some stuff that he didn't know.
He's not gonna like that at
all. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Captivate helpers here. Thank you for spending your money on this conversation. This was a ton of fun to do. This whole episode, man. I wish we had like another hour. We could have gotten so much more done. It is what it is. So thank you for all you do. Thank you for your support. And until next time, see ya.
This was an Anazal Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anazal Ministries podcast network.